On the show today, we have Lender Closes Very Own Omar Jordan talking about unconventional times, especially in the lending arena. But there are things that credit unions can do to kind of mitigate what's going on right now. So Omar has lots of good advice for you. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Omar Jordan from Lender Close. Omar, how are you, sir, in these wacky times we're going through right now?
It has been wacky. I'm doing as best as I can be doing and during these wacky times, as you mentioned. It's not normal, and we're trying to make the best of it. In fact, at Lender Close, we've made a decision last Wednesday to require and demand that everybody works from home. So it's no longer an option to actually go into the building. We wanted to get in front of this before it started to spread, specifically in our state. And I think Ben Rempe, our CEO, and I made the right choice here. So everybody is working from home. And being a fintech and a technology company, we are already set up for that. So everything we do is cloud-based.
Yeah.
That allows us to business as usual for us. Our clients, as a matter of fact, were surprised. Some of them don't know yet that we're actually work from home because that's just normal for us.
Well, if you have the capability to do it, why not? Yeah. You know, I mean, for everybody for that matter. Because I'm hearing more and more credit unions, and you probably have too, where more and more people are working from home and really leveraging the technology that's out there to allow that. So, it's kind of par for the course now. It's just, I hate to be flippant about using the word wacky. I should probably take that back. It's, you know, these are really serious, serious things that are going on. So
it is crazy out there. It's not normal, and it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to feel and have the sense of, oh my gosh, what's happening? And you know, you got to rely on your partners and the ecosystem of credit unions to collaborate and get this.
Yeah, I was actually on a call, just as a quick side, I was on a conference call this morning. Actually, it was put on by the folks at Best Innovation Group. They did like a town hall meeting where they had they had like 20 CEOs on this call. But anyway, it was really cool to be a fly on the wall and just listen to them talk back and forth on what's going on and what they're doing. And, you know, as far as like paid time off, skip a pay and waiving fees and all that type of stuff. It was just fascinating to hear what they're doing and how we're just taking it almost like an hour by hour situation. So it's just crazy, like you said.
It is. News are unfolding fast, and all we've got is each other. So let's try to make the best of this.
Indeed. Well said. Well said, sir. Hey, and you know, we talked before the recording and stuff. We're talking about, these are obviously unconventional times, call for unconventional measures, especially in the lending arena where you guys are. And so after hearing about state and government offices beginning to temporarily shut down or quarantine like we're all doing right now, what are some of the impacts that would affect credit unions and their ability to service members, especially in this area? What's going on here?
Yeah, this is huge, Mike. It is the paradigm has shifted, and it is shifting as well.
It continues,
as I said, we're continuously getting some news and updates. It feels like as if we're forced to make radical decisions, but it's okay, and we can do this together again. This is where partnerships matter the most. The collaborative spirit of credit unions really shines immensely during these times. And fortunately for Lender Close, we are in a unique position to be a hub for our partners. So we hear everything, and we communicate that to our credit union partners as we are learning about what others are doing, to your point. Yes, it is true that some state and government offices are shutting down, and that goes down to counties and county recorders and courthouses across the country. Now, it's not a massive number. It's under 100 at this point. Here's how this impacts lending and mortgage lending specifically, or home equity lending. If you're trying to do a title search and that county doesn't have online records and a manual search is required for us to go in and retrieve some of these records, well, the county's shut down. They don't allow anybody into the building, so we cannot access those records. So you're going to start seeing some delay on that. That kind of impacts the ability of delivering that product to the credit union. So now, if you're processing a mortgage and you require a title search, well, that now is delayed. The other side of this is, let's say you did close the mortgage and you're trying to record that lien position by filing that mortgage or deed of trust or even your release. Well, if the county is closed and they're not accepting mail in some cases, or they're only accepting mail and e-recording in some cases, you can't physically walk in that mortgage into the county. So these are the things that we have our thumb on right now that we know are unfolding.
Right.
And again, I said it's not a massive number, but as this continues to spread, and it could be more counties will shut down.
Oh, it's definitely going to get worse before it gets better. I think that's agreed upon across the board here. So in the meantime, so what can credit unions do to work around this predicament, which obviously could take weeks and probably and most likely months?
Yeah. Well, we're here to help. We're here to certainly be the partner that you asked us to be, and I'm sure every single one of your partners is also thinking about how they can add value to you and your members as well. So, one example of how we can maybe make an impact today is begin implementing some new policies or new products within the lending arena. So, one example is lien protection policies. Makes you wonder, what is lien protection policies?
Mm-hmm.
So if you ask yourself, what's the only reason a credit union does a title search or requires a title search on a home equity loan or mortgage as part of the process? The answer is to make sure they are in the right lien position or the lien position that the member had applied for. Isn't
mm-hmm.
that it? The only reason why we do a title search is to make sure we're in the right lien position.
Right.
So a lien protection policy guarantees your lien position without having to conduct a title search. So it foregoes that entire search process, and it's an instant product. So again, in times like this, volumes are going up, rates are low, credit union members are calling. We could see some layoffs. Well, layoffs then might require some debt consolidation. So what can we do to give the member that experience that they want? If the county is shut down, and even if it's not, how can we really focus on that speed and efficiency model at the credit union? The lien protection policy can bring a lot of value to that process. Another part of this is e-recording. So as counties shut down, well, you can't physically take the mortgage in. Maybe they stop accepting mail for a while. We don't want you to lose your lien position. They're still allowing e-recording. So you can upload the mortgage to a secure portal, and
okay.
it gets recorded at the county level. And that applies for releases too.
Okay.
But really over 1,900 counties nationwide accept e-recording at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's within minutes as opposed to days by mail. So every credit union should be e-filing or e-recording their home equity and mortgage files.
Yeah, this kind of brings to the surface of how important digital services are right now, you know, because obviously yeah. branches are being closed down during this time, and just the physical nature of everything is being shut down right now. So the digital aspect is really going through the roof right now. And so credit unions who have really set themselves up for that are in a good position, I guess. So,
yeah.
So, and having said that, we've talked about the remote online notarization before, and I find this so fascinating how you can do this now. This is so cool. So it seems like this is a time where this really matters. Can you expand on this a little bit?
You know, we're hearing about credit unions shutting down lobbies and allowing members in by appointment. So
right.
I think that's really smart. It's a good decision. It's saving lives in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But however, here's where my concerns are. It only takes one person, whether it's a member or a team member, to get that virus, and then the spread begins within the ecosystem there at that building, for example. So I think the expectations has shifted a little bit. So providing services, to your point, to our members doesn't have to be face-to-face. It's not required that it does. And I know it's uncomfortable for a lot of us because we are a credit union movement and we're focused on that experience and that interaction with the member. But it does not have to be face-to-face. So for states which have remote online notarization passed, I really encourage credit unions to start implementing remote online notarization within that credit union or amend the policies so that they can actually start utilizing it. If your state has not done or past RON, remote online notarization, you can avoid asking your members to come into the branch unless you absolutely must. If you're looking to sign a loan document, specifically mortgage or home equity, which requires a notary,
right.
We can send the notary to their home. So that, again, that's out of the branch because we're not putting the branch employees at risk or the entire building at risk. So we can absolutely do that. Remote member interaction is necessary right now, and we're here to help.
Yeah, and this is certainly going to expedite these types of services at credit unions for sure, who are ones that might be in the middle of the process or close to the end or just beginning. It's going to really speed that whole process up. And so, and this also brings to the point policy changes, and these will require some changes. So what are some tangible measures that credit unions can take today or right now in this front?
Yeah, well, credit union members need their credit union. So it's not an option for a credit union to, you know, shut down. And so this is why we've got to take some measures to protect everybody within the building of where things are operating. So here are some of the things that we're hearing from our partners and they're already implementing or in the process of implementing. So you talk about team isolation. I'm a huge fan of centralizing processes like lending processes, collections, other departments. But with this going on, we need to make sure operations don't come to a halt in the event an internal outbreak, you know, takes effect. So divide your teams into 3 to 5 separate locations. So you got a processor in building one, another one in building two, and you've got to figure out technology to allow them to collaborate, you know, like Microsoft Teams or Slack, things like that. And again, reach out to us or any of your partners and even other credit unions to see what they've implemented with regard to that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because that's what some of the CEOs were talking about in that town hall meeting this morning is like, hey, our branches are closed, but we staffed them up with people that were there just to spread people out, you know? So that was a really good move on their part to do something like, I mean, although, obviously the branch was closed, but they used people in there, but they put people in there to spread them out. So that was a really good move on their part. So good stuff, sir. So where does someone start with all this stuff? How does a credit union start to put all of these measures in place? It's a daunting task looking at it from a big picture here. So what's step one for them? Where do they start?
Yeah. Before I get to that, let me just kind of give you a couple other things that we're hearing from clients on that. And you think about, okay, the online loan application experience. Does that exist? Does it not? Is it paper applications? Are we inviting the member into our offices to take applications? Can we streamline and digitize the application? What do we need to do to get you there? Again, we're here to help. And then, you know, you think about the mortgage and home equity lending process. We're asking the members to bring in home or W-2s and pay stubs and tax returns. Can we do that digitally? Can we deploy some digital ways, whether it's a secure portal or email, those pay stubs and W-2s, even the mortgage signings, as I mentioned, those can be at the member's house. And then the last one that's really, really important, and this conversation is happening for credit unions that utilize appraisals. So an appraisal, members are getting to the level where they're not comfortable having people come into their house, and they're trying to eliminate as much of that friction as possible. Yeah. So if you're demanding that a member have an appraiser show up at their home to appraise the property, well, something like an automated valuation or an evaluation that is allowed by the CFPB and the NCUA, why not take those measures? Consider ordering these products right now before you the order appraisal button. So, and again, we're here to help. If you're not sure how to implement a lot of this stuff, we're here for you.
Gosh, I mean, it's mind-blowing how much we're going to have to change, you know? I mean, just the appraisal process, my gosh. It's just mind-blowing. So I wanted to get your thoughts on the latest move by the government today was put a moratorium on evictions and payments and things like that. What are your thoughts on that? What's that?
I'm glad that's happening. It's too early to tell. I know this. I know foreclosures are at an all-time low. So now, at this day, March 18th, foreclosures remain at an all-time low. What impact this will have as layoffs start to happen, if there is? Hopefully not. But that could change. And I think it's good that they implemented some of these policies. And,
yeah, I agree.
It's good to know that they're considering this stuff. Mm-hmm. But back to your question is, where can someone start with, with everything I just mentioned? What does a credit union need to do to put these measures in place? I'll kind of highlight this. And credit unions are great at networking. So reach out to your network. Collaborate with your people. As I said, the credit unions shine in these moments for collaboration. And your partners are a hub. Partners like LenderClose are your hub for that. So reach out to us. That's what we're here for. Reach out to me directly or any of our team members. We're so passionate about credit unions' success. We want you to be successful at this. We know it's hard. It's normal to feel like, oh my gosh, what is happening? Yeah. How do I control all of this? But the last thing I'll say is remote interaction could be the new normal for a while. So let's make the adjustments we need. To make sure our member experience doesn't suffer.
Yeah, no doubt. So important. Well said, Omar. Well said. All right, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work because you probably have a full plate, I could imagine. So let you get back to doing what you do best and helping credit unions out there. I appreciate the time, Omar. You guys at LenderClose are doing such a fabulous job for credit unions out there. We thank you for all the work that you do, and let's get through this together, all right?
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the time.
You are welcome, sir. You are welcome. Well done, sir.